As chair of the Department of Linguistics, it's a host department for this international event. It's a pleasure for me to welcome you here. As has already been mentioned, Hawaii is in many ways the ideal location for this conference. Next year, our department will be celebrating its 50th anniversary. Its mission from the very beginning, which has been renewed many times over the years, has been to study, to understand, and to preserve the undocumented languages of the region, of the Americas, and of the world. Here at Manoa, we're especially fortunate to be part of a university that, under the wise and welcome leadership of our chancellor, from whom you heard a few minutes ago, is committed to world-class scholarship focused on Hawaii, on the Pacific, and on Asia. It's a vast area that is the home to 1,200 languages, one-fifth of the world's linguistic treasures. This commitment has made it possible for our department to make key and strategic hires, to recruit and support exceptional graduate students, to initiate groundbreaking research, to produce the world's leading journal in the area, and to sponsor this important conference that brings together so many of you from around the world. The theme of this year's conference is Strategies for Moving Forward. That follows up on the theme of our first conference 2 years ago, which was Supporting Small Languages Together. These are fine themes, but I'd like to suggest to you that there's perhaps a deeper theme. I think it was felt at the first conference. I hope and believe that it's going to inspire this conference, and I expect that it'll motivate every conference that we have moving forward. And that theme is simply this: how can science help in a time of crisis? The crisis, of course, is the threat to linguistic diversity, the recent and imminent loss of hundreds, perhaps thousands of languages. And the lead science in the response is linguistics. Our department is committed to bringing to bear all the resources at our disposal: the phonologists, the syntacticians, the field workers, the archivists, the sociolinguists, the psycholinguists, the acquisition specialists, all of them, to deal with this crisis. And this conference is part of that response. Each of you brings his or her own expertise and experience, his or her contributions and insights to combine with those of our colleagues here. Let's make this conference the turning point in the mission to which we're all committed. Thank you very much. Let's have a good conference.
Thank you, Lydia.